Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Justino Reads podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy the show. The Mother in Two Places. When I was a kid, my mom and I were outside taking pictures of old cars to sell in the backwoods area of our yard. All of a sudden, my mom hears rustling in the bush and she tells me to run. I had flip-flops on, so I kicked them off and booked it. Behind me, I didn't hear my mom, but I heard like a rusty clanking sound, like something jumped on the cars. While running, I didn't see my mom. I got into the house, panicked, and there my mom was, sitting at the table, reading the paper. What the hell? Years later, as an adult, I asked my mom about this again. When I asked her, she looked at me funny and said she didn't remember any of it at all, just the cars that were in the backyard that got sold. The Hive Mind. It was the early millennia, and my mother, little sister, and I moved away from Oklahoma City down to this small, strange town called Burns Flat. It was an old, flat piece of land that used to be a military base and was converted into an apartment complex for pedestrians at this point, with nothing out there but a lone gas station and a barber shop. I was making a one-hour drive one day from Burns Flat all the way to Elk City. I must have gotten tired as my eyes grew heavy and I began to nod. I put on music and slapped my face a few times to wake myself up a bit. Unfortunately, this only helped for a little while, as I eventually nodded enough that I nearly swerved off the road to my right. I jolt awake and look both in front of me as well as my rearview mirror. At the exact same time I swerved, as far as I could see, all the cars in front of me and all the cars behind me, all were swerving back onto the road at the exact same time as me, like we somehow all nodded off at exactly the same time. Ever since then, I question the very fabric that separates self from other. Coda. A couple of weeks ago, my dog Coda came into my room and attempted to jump on my bed, which she was successful of doing after a couple of tries, but I gave her a little nudge to, you know, get off my bed. She jumped down and left. Then, I heard my phone ringing downstairs, so I head down the stairs to see who it was. It was my grandma. She called to tell me she made some food and was inviting me over for dinner. So I said, "Okay, I'll stop by and eat with you, Grandma." I get my jacket from the closet and get ready to leave. I grab my keys from the hook and grab my dog's leash to take her. We get into the car and drive for about 10 minutes. Then we arrive. I was eating and talking to my grandma about things, but when I was getting ready to leave, I couldn't find Coda. I searched everywhere in the house. She wasn't in the backyard, in the front outside. Coda was nowhere to be found. After a good hour of searching my grandma's neighborhood, it was about 9:30 and was getting dark out, so I decided to come back and check tomorrow. I got in my car, drove back to my place, and went to bed. The next morning, I woke up because I heard something downstairs. I put my robe on and began descending the stairs. To my surprise, it was my dog. At that point, I thought, wait, what? Later, I drove back over to my grandma's to tell her I found my dog. After I told her about how Coda was home, I thought to myself, did I even bring her? I asked my grandma, and she said, yes, you did, because you left the leash in my living room. I then asked my grandma to watch her camera footage from last night. There was no footage of Coda in the street or leaving the front door. But there was footage of her entering the house with me. I drove home after that, still shaken and confused. When I entered my home, Coda was sitting right there, waiting for me. To this day, I still don't know what happened. The Native Americans and Ghosts. The Native Americans understood that our ancestors are not gone, but exist now in whatever present you currently believe yourself to be in. This is how there are replay ghosts. I believe we are ghosts to them as well. This is how we have memories of the past, and this is how we can envision and manifest potential infinite futures. Strangely, this may also be how Mandela effects work too. Since each of our memories of the past are uniquely different, there are infinitely different pasts that none of us can 100% agree upon, as they are parallel experiences to our neighbors, but paradoxically, all correct. I will get opposing comments on someone's opposite worldview of this, and that's okay. You'd still be correct. I want to hear everyone's theories, as it is fun to think about. Quantum immortality. I died. I saw it. I lived it. Either it was another world with a version of me that died I saw, or I'm going crazy, but I died. We had a pep rally in school, and after it was finished, we had to go back to class. Well, my friend and I were not into that, so we wanted to cross the street to Sonic. Across the school, there's not that heavy a traffic, but if you don't pay attention, you could get hit. Well, I remember walking with them, and he dropped something, so I went across the street first. I just saw a red Tahoe heading right for me, and I got hit. I remember everything. I remember gasping for air. I remember waking up and sleeping again. Then nothing. All of a sudden, I was back in the stadium again, at the exact same words coming out of the principal's mouth. My friend wanted to go get Sonic, but I was freaking out. I was asking him everything. I thought it had to be a dream, so I went with him just to see what would happen. He dropped his stuff again, and I waited. To my horror, that same red Tahoe showed up. I told him that I'm going back to school. I ain't dying again. I can still see the other version of me on that street, just messed up, not even moving. Enjoying the show so far? Consider supporting the podcast. It's only 99 cents a month. My bag of marshmallows costs more than that.
I need more marshmallows.
Help me get more marshmallows, and I'll keep this story train going. You? Just go to bit.ly/JRsupport. That's bit.ly/JRsupport. Alright then, back to the show.
Hey, get out of my goddamn marshmallow, you son of a bitch. Hey, come back here.
My near-death experiences. Let me share with you the many accounts of near-death experiences I've had. Looking back on my childhood, I shouldn't be alive. Stuck in birthing, the doctor nearly pulled my head off. Had febrile seizures through entire infancy. Doctor tried to prescribe medicine. Mom researched it, found it causes autism, and avoided it. Doctor gave me 0% survival rate if she didn't give me it. Years later, she was correct. Kids on the meds had autism, according to the news. Had to undergo ear tubes to drain excessive ear fluids. Had to undergo spinal tap to drain spinal fluids. I remember standing at the bottom deep end of Dad's apartment pool, jumping for the surface. Dad dove in and saved me. Developed thalassophobia. In fourth grade, experienced a heat stroke during recess, waiting in line to go back inside the building. I pass out, waking up in the school hallway. Now I have sensitivity to heat. I was crossing a highway when a car I didn't see sped up. I closed my eyes, felt and heard this car T-bone mine. I opened my eyes and was parked by the gas pump on the other side, unscathed. Once I was mowing the lawn when a good-sized rock flew right up to my right eye so hard it broke the right lens on my sunglasses. I would have lost my eye. I had a pull-up bar on the floor and was doing calisthenics handstand push-ups. Lost my balance and fell. I distinctly heard and felt three snaps. One in my right wrist, one in my shoulder, and one in my neck. My wife screamed, "Oh my God, honey, don't move!" I stayed laying on my neck, scared to move, but eventually got up, felt no pain, and continued my day. Now, how many near-death experiences is that? Looking back, it's no longer strange to me that I have so many ghost stories. I have my own personal proof that God is an infinite, loving, immortal part of each and every one of our created states of being residing within all of us and fulfilling our every wish and desire that we can allow our belief to fulfill. What I have found to have in my mind is doubt and lack of trust in others. The fear of our neighbors and the investment in security on the lookout for thieves and burglars. If all is truly God, we must learn to trust and love all, especially that which our current being cannot understand, and to trust that lack of understanding is being carried out within another with the same care that we ourselves would entrust within them. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Justinia Reads podcast. If you enjoyed and have stories of your own you'd like to share, send them to justiniareads@yahoo.com to be featured in a future episode. That's J-U-S-T-I-N-I-O, reads@yahoo.com. Have a great night, folks.